Welcome to episode 1212 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. This week on our special series, 1010 with Jesus, A Deeper Look, we continue to explore lessons learned from reflecting on miracles of Jesus, recorded in the Gospels.
After a journey through the region of Tyre and Sidon, Jesus and his disciples arrived in the heart of Decapolis, a league of 10 Greek-speaking cities. Here, Roman influence was strong and Jewish traditions less rigid. Yet, word of the Nazarene healer had preceded them, carrying whispers of miracles and hope.
Another city, Master. It seems they know us wherever we go now. The crowds are already gathering.
They seek something, Peter. More than just curiosity. There's a hunger in their eyes.
Indeed. Look, by the fountain. That group seems to be waiting specifically for you, Lord.
Do you think they're after another sign? More bread, perhaps? After Capernaum, I wouldn't be surprised.
They seek what all souls seek, Peter. Truth, healing, and peace. Let us see what the Father wills here.
Rabbi! Rabbi Jesus, over here.
Please, sir, we have a man, a poor soul in dire need.
Steady, friends. Don't rush the master. What is it you wish?
It's Joshua. He's deaf, entirely. And he can barely speak, just groans. Born this way. Please lay your hands on him.
He needs a touch from you, Lord. The stories, they say you can make the blind see.
Bring him to me.
The crowd pressed in, their expectations a tangible weight in the air. But Jesus did something unexpected. Instead of healing him there, in the midst of the eager multitude, he led the man away.
Come with me.
He's taking him away from the crowd. Why?
The master often works in quiet, away from the clamor.
In a secluded spot, away from the prying eyes and the clamor of the crowd, Jesus turned to the deaf man.
Look at me.
Jesus put his fingers into the man's ears. Then he touched the man's tongue with his own saliva.
Ephphatha.
What? What is that sound? I can hear. I can speak.
Your ears are opened, Joshua. Your tongue is loosed.
Lord, Master, I can hear the birds. I can hear your voice.
The man's world, once silent and isolating, was now filled with a symphony of life. His tongue, once bound, now found its voice. It was a complete and instantaneous healing.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Now listen carefully. Tell no one what has happened here.
Tell no one. But I can hear. I can speak. How can I not?
I know what you feel, but for now, silence. It is not yet the time for all to understand.
But a man healed in such a miraculous way could not keep silent. The joy burst forth from Joshua. As Jesus and his disciples re-entered the city, the man, no longer deaf and mute, could not contain his overflowing gratitude and wonder.
It's a miracle. I can hear. And see, I can speak. It's Jesus. He healed me.
It's Joshua. He's speaking, and he's hearing us.
Unbelievable. He was born deaf.
Whatever Jesus did, he healed him.
Oh, Master, they're not listening to your command at all.
How can they, Peter? A secret like this cannot be kept.
The people are utterly astounded.
And despite Jesus' instruction, the people began to spread the news all the more. Their amazement knew no bounds. They had witnessed something truly profound, something beyond their understanding. And the disciples, watching the transformed man, watching the astounded crowd, knew again the truth. This was no ordinary man. This was the Son of God, and his touch brought not just healing, but a revelation of the kingdom, where silence is broken and life finds its voice.
Did you see what just happened here? His ears, they opened wide and clear. What manner of man is this we see? We are blind, all find my life in silence bound. Now I hear the Nazarene bring. He has done all.
Let's get deep. What does this miracle reveal about Jesus? Jesus enters our isolation. The man's condition left him on the margins. He lived in silence, unable to fully connect with those around him. Jesus takes him aside privately, stepping into his world of quiet. Jesus meets us where we are, even in the places no one else can reach. Jesus enters our isolation. Whether isolation comes from sin, suffering, or circumstances, he does not stand afar off. He comes close to touch what is broken. His fingers in the man's ears, his hand on the man's tongue, show Jesus is not afraid of our limitations or our pain. He gets close. Jesus speaks to the deepest parts of us.
Ephatha, be opened!
These words are not only for ears and tongues, they are for hearts. Sin and suffering have a way of closing us off, closing our ears to God's voice, and closing our mouths from praise and testimony. When Jesus commands, be opened, he speaks to the deepest part of our being. His authority is creative and restorative. Just as God spoke light into darkness, Jesus speaks life into silence. This miracle reveals Jesus as the one who can open what has been shut, whether a physical ear, a hardened heart, or a closed life. Jesus' compassion is tangible. The gospel writer Mark makes a point to mention that Jesus sighs before speaking the healing word. This is not a casual act. It is a moment where the weight of human suffering meets divine compassion. Jesus feels the brokenness of this man's condition and of the fallen world. This sigh reminds us Jesus' miracles are not just displays of power, they are acts of love. He does not heal mechanically, he heals with his heart engaged. Every restoration is personal to him. This reveals Jesus as not only mighty, but merciful, the God who cares deeply about our wounds. Jesus breaks barriers. By performing this miracle in Gentile territory, Jesus signals his mission is not confined to Israel. He is opening ears and loosening tongues beyond cultural and religious boundaries. This is the Jesus who breaks barriers between Jew and Gentile, between sinner and saint, between heaven and earth. The physical healing is a sign of the spiritual reality. The gospel will be heard among the nations, and the tongues of every tribe will one day confess Jesus Christ is Lord. This miracle reveals Jesus as the Savior of all humanity, the one whose touch knows no boundaries. Jesus restores us to worship and witness. The man's tongue is loosened, and the Bible says, he began to speak plainly. The first words of a newly opened tongue are often praise. This man goes from silence to speech, from isolation to proclamation. When Jesus heals us, physically or spiritually, it is never just for our own benefit. He restores us so we can testify to his goodness, so our voices can join the chorus declaring what he has done. This miracle shows Jesus as the one who not only rescues, but redeems, giving purpose to our healing. This story is not just about a man in Decapolis. It's about us. We all have places of deafness, areas where we struggle to hear God's voice. We all have moments of muteness, times when fear or shame keeps us from speaking of his goodness. Jesus comes into those places, he steps into our silence, touches what is broken, and speaks. His voice carries the same power today to open hearts, ears, and lives. Father, we thank you for Jesus who enters our isolation and speaks life into our silence. Open our ears to hear your voice clearly and our mouths to declare your praise boldly. May our lives reflect the compassion and power of Jesus, who does all things well and whose touch restores us completely. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full, today.